we interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecticut Sausage, Hafford EMS, Lasard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Happy July 4th and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as the Biloxi Shuckers at 35-41 on the year, 5-4 in the second half, are getting set to start their second three-game series of the week against the Mississippi Braves at 36-41, 5-4 in the second half. Javik Blake alongside you as we welcome you inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth from Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Shuckers getting set to open a three-game set with the M-Braves after they wrapped up a three-game set in Biloxi last night. M-Braves won it by an 8-1 final. It has been a series of offense between these two teams in Biloxi. However, it now switches to a ballpark that is rated as one of the hardest places to hit in the entirety of professional baseball in the United States of America in Trustmark Park. Shuckers yesterday, though, fell by an 8-1 final. Mississippi, 8 runs on 10 hits, all 8 runs against the Shuckers bullpen, while the Shuckers managed just one run in the bottom of the ninth inning. However, the story of the night was not the M-Braves offense. It was instead Shuckers starter Brent Witrowski, who set a brand new career high with 6 shutout innings on the hill. He gave up just 2 hits, no walks, and 4 strikeouts in just his 10th Double-A start and his 14th career start between Double-A and High-A, all of them coming this year during his first professional season. We'll take a break. When we come back, we catch up with Brent next about that start last night. Talk to him a bit about that, a little bit about his pitch mix, and more, including his favorite July 4th baseball memory. That all comes your way next before first pitch at 6:05 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Cakes on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Happy July 4th. We're rolling on to the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for the Shuckers and the M-Braves opener of a three-game set up at Trustmark Park. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Brett Witrowski, who last night threw a career-high 6 shutout innings. Brett, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
How was last night? 6 shutout innings, longest outing of your career. Has to feel good.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, always knew I could do it, just putting it all together, and finally was able to do that last night, and looking back on it, it was a great achievement.
Not only did you do it last night, but you did it in front of over 5,000 at Keyser Federal Park down in Biloxi. How fun was it to not only put together a good outing like that, but do it in front of the biggest crowd of the season?
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, warming up pregame, I knew it was going to be a big crowd just by the looks. It was a different feel, and it was noticeable, and I just used that as in-game adrenaline and got it started from pitch one for me.
When was the last time you went 6 innings in a game?
It's been a long time. I don't think I've completed all 6 since I was probably really young. But, yeah, definitely not in my college career because of the role I had. But, yeah, finally able to do it in AA, and that's really fun.
When you mentioned in college the role you had, you were in college just a year ago. You split some time in the bullpen and some time in the rotation. What's it been like here now in AA as a full-time starter in just your first year of pro ball?
Yeah, it's great. It's just building that routine and sticking to it, even when your results may not be what you're looking for. It's just trusting it and trusting all the resources I had around me throughout my time since being with the Brewers, and it's helped a lot.
What's it been like creating that routine? Is there anybody that's helped you find what that routine is day to day after a start?
Yeah, it's kind of just getting things from everybody on the staff and especially the players too, seeing what works for them, how they make their body feel best day after going into the bullpen and just getting to work every single day. It's constantly changing and it's just adapting to it.
How about that final out last night? You decided for the old schoolyard play of just running the dude down up the first baseline.
Yeah, I mean, looking back, it was an easy shuffle throw right to Ernesto at first, but pretty cool that way, too.
Yeah, but it doesn't look as cool if you just shovel it on. What was that feeling like, though, after you made the out, walking back to the dugout, knowing you had 6 shutout innings under your belt?
I mean, it was a relief to get that guy, first of all, because if he's safe, that's not a good look at all. But yeah, it was definitely pretty cool just looking up at the crowd and seeing how many people like were in that with me. And yeah, it was a lot of fun too.
You also have quite the unique pitch mix. You throw a couple different variations of some standard pitches, fastball and slider, and you can really change your grip on a lot of them to get some different movements, whether it's a little bit more movement on, say, a sweeper or a little bit more movement on a slider. What's it like learning that pitch mix and adapting that throughout your pro career?
Yeah, it's not the easiest, but it's a lot of fun too at the same time because you're just always just going with the flow and seeing what's working that day especially, and it's just making those adjustments day in and day out in order to get that consistency on a pitch, or when you're in the moment, then it's just competing and just being out there and being in the fight.
How much does that help you as a pitcher, being able to use all those different pitches and use those different grips to your advantage on the hill?
It's definitely helped a lot. I mean, the hitter's definitely not comfortable in there when they start seeing everything going that way in different ways and different speeds. But yeah, it's been a blast. It's hard at times, obviously, with being able to do that too. But last night, it was a lot of fun.
We're sitting here. It is July 4th of 2024. A year ago at this time, you weren't even in professional baseball yet. You had just finished up your time at Bryant. Now you're sitting with 10 AA starts under your belt. What has that growth been like throughout this first season in pro ball?
It's been a lot of ups and downs, honestly, but it's just so much fun when you get to see all the hard work you put in and it's going in the right direction still. I mean, it's definitely going great, and I love the process.
July 4th today, favorite July 4th baseball moment?
I'd have to say when I was younger, just like probably 10, 11 years old, playing with the kids I grew up with in a 4th of July tournament that we won. Just looks back and how long I've been playing the game. It's a lot of fun to see that I'm still playing.
How special is it to look back at that? Now you're sitting here in AA celebrating July 4th as a professional baseball player.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's everything you dreamed of and more, honestly, and you don't realize that you don't think you're going to get to this point, obviously, but when it's a reality, it's It's just as fun.
You gonna be rocking anything special today? Cleats, socks, hat?
Maybe some socks. I'm not sure yet. We do have the 4th of July hat that we wore last night too, so that for sure, yeah.
There we go. Keep it fun. Appreciate the time, man. Appreciate Thanks so much.
No, thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Braves coming up next.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth from Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Biloxi Shuckers, Mississippi Braves getting set for some July 4th baseball in Pearl, Mississippi. Time to get to today's starting pitching matchup. And for the Embraves, it is the lefty Luis De Avila who gets the start for the Embraves. He's 1-8 with a 3.93 earned run average on the season. Today marks his 15th start, his first 14, 73 and a third innings, 34 walks, 57 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 246 against him. On the other side of things, it's the righty Logan Henderson, fresh off being named the Southern League's Pitcher of the Month for June, along with the Brewers organizationally Pitcher of the Month as well. Both of those things announced yesterday. 4-0 with a 1.66 ERA to start his dominant Double-A career. Four starts, 21 2/3 innings pitched, just four walks, 29 strikeouts, including two starts with at least 10 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 192 against him. Time to take a look at the starting lineup for the Shuckers. Dylan O'Ray is in the leadoff spot, and he will play second. Carlos Rodriguez bats second and plays center. Brock Wilkin plays third and bats in the three spot. Elsewhere, Darian Miller bats fourth and will slot into the starting DH role today. Eric Brown Jr. bats fifth and will play short. Nick Hale's behind the plate, and he bats sixth. In the seventh spot, it's Adam Hall. He plays left. Xavier Warren plays first and bats eighth. And Lamar Sparks rounds out the order. He bats in the ninth spot. For the Embraves, Justin Dean leads it off. He plays right. Cal Conley bats second and plays short. Geraldo Quintero bats third and plays left. Gilbert Sanchez bats fourth and will play second. Cody Milligan bats fifth and plays center. Keyshawn Ogins plays third and bats in the sixth spot. Tyler Tolby bats seventh and he slots into the starting DH spot. Bryson Horn bats eighth and will play first, while Sebastian Rivero rounds out the order. He slots in behind the plate. Both of these teams tied for first place in the South Division entering today. The Shuckers and Embraves both at 5-4 in the second half. Biloxi, Mississippi, Pensacola all at 5-4 to start the second half of the season, tied for first in the South Division. Shuckers looking to continue some momentum. They scored 15 runs in the first two games of the three games set between these two teams earlier this week down in Biloxi, trying to bounce back from an 8-1 loss last night with one of the races on the hill in Logan Henderson. Checkers and Braves coming your way next from Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. It is July 4th baseball on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network. We're back after this.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Checkers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The 3-2 pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The 3-2 pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Bryant slam. Brock Wilkin. And it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over. Slides. Gets it at short. Fires the first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires the first. Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
As it drives it in right down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
July 4th, and welcome to Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. It is game one of a three-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers, AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Mississippi Braves, AA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Javik Blake alongside you as we get set for July 4th baseball when the lefty Luis De Avila gets the start for the M Braves. De Avila 1-8, but a 3.93 earned run average. Today is his 15th start of the season in his first 14, 73 and a third innings on the hill. 34 walks, 57 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 246 against him. Starting lineup today for the Biloxi Shuckers is built by Renova Roofing. Dylan O'Ray leads it off in the leadoff spot and plays second. Carlos Rodriguez plays center and bats second. In the three spot, it's the right-handed hitting Brock Wilkin, who plays third. Darian Miller bats cleanup and hits fourth. In the DH spot, Eric Brown Jr. plays short and bats fifth in the sixth spot. It is the catcher, Nick Kill. Adam Hall in the lineup for the second consecutive day after being activated from the injured list yesterday. He plays left in bat seventh. In the eighth spot, it's Xavier Warren who plays first. And in the ninth spot, it is Lamar Sparks who starts in right. Checkers scored 15 games in the first two games of the three-game set earlier this week between the two teams in Biloxi, but were held to just one run on four hits last night by Lucas Braun, the starter, and then Patrick Elligan, Landon Harper, and Trey Riley out of the M Braves bullpen. Both teams rocking blue uniforms today. The M Braves wearing more of a lighter blue uniform with dark blue lettering and numbering, white pants, and the July 4th hat. It's a little bit of a cream crown, navy blue bill, and the Mississippi Braves logo. With red, white, and blue all inside of it. Checkers, meanwhile, rocking their blue alternate uniforms. They pair those with gray pants and their July 4th hats. Dylan O'Reilly leads it off for Biloxi. Getting this one underway. A little bit of a delay. Originally scheduled for 6:05. We're about to get first pitch underway at now 6:11 p.m. Central Time. The first pitch. O'Reilly rolls it to second. Sanchez gobbles it up. Fires to first. It's in time. One pitch, one away. And it brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez.
Next up, fielder.
First pitch time tonight, 6:11 p.m. Central. Your game time temperature in Pearl, 92 degrees and partly cloudy, tied for the warmest first pitch temperature this season. And the wind is gently out to left at 5 miles an hour. The lefty, Carlos Rodriguez, digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. The pitch. He takes low and inside. The count goes to 1-0. Home plate umpire tonight is Denver Dangerfield. Trey Jester is at third, and Elliot Melton is at first. The pitch. Rodriguez takes a slider at the knees for strike one. Rodriguez is hitting a team-best 305 this season, 28 driven in, and a 383 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. Slider chopped towards second. Sanchez charges, gloves it, fires to first in time. Quickly, two up, two down, and it brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. Two out, nobody on, and the righty Brock Wilkin stands in. The lefty Day Avila delivers. Wilkin takes a slider low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Wilkins hitting .229 on the season, 9 homers, 26 driven in. Day Avila fires. Wilkin pops it straight up. Rivero, the catcher, ditches the mask behind home plate, settles under it, and he makes the catch. It is a perfect 1-2-3 first inning for Day Avila. Logan Henderson to throw his first pitch in this ballpark in 2024. We're scoreless through a half inning of play. Back to Trustmark Park in a moment on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
David G's favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Checkers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Checkers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Checkers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the first inning. Shuckers and Braves are scoreless at Trustmark Park on a cloudy July 4th. Randy Logan Henderson hits the start for Biloxi. He's been nothing short of dominant this season. 4-0 with a 1.66 earned run average. 4 AA starts, 21 and two-thirds innings. 4 walks, 29 strikeouts, and opponents hitting just 192 against him. Justin Dean leads it off for the Braves. Cal Connolly bats second. Geraldo Quintero bats third. And in the four spot, it is Gilbert Sanchez. Henderson making his fifth double-A start. And just his third road start at the double-A level. First time he's faced a Braves affiliate in his career. And the righty Justin Dean faces off against the righty Henderson. His first pitch of the day comes home, and it's popped straight up, a mile high. Cale turns around, throws the mask behind him, charges over towards the screen, and he makes the catch. Well, just like the top of the first inning, one pitch, one out, and the switch hitter Cal Connolly comes out. Nick Cale's behind the plate today for Biloxi. Xavier Warren is at first. Dylan O'Reilly is at second. Eric Brown Jr. is at short. Brock Wilkin is at third. In the outfield from left to right, Adam Hall, Carlos Rodriguez, and Lamar Sparks. Cal Connolly digs in, switch hitter who bats from the left side against the righty Henderson. Henderson delivers. Popped up. Third base side, Wilkin. Charges back on it. Brown Jr., the shortstop, over. Calls him off in short left. And makes the catch. Now two away. And the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero, steps in. Switch hitter who bats from the left side against the righty Henderson. There's a lot of foul territory here at Trustmark Park. And it is a long walk for Quintero, who was just getting his stuff on. It's been two pitches and two outs for Logan Henderson. It's a scoreless game in the bottom of the first inning. Henderson delivers. Quintero takes up and in. Fastball at 91. And the count goes to 1-0. Quintero's hitting .229 this season. Three homers, 23 driven in. Henderson delivers. Quintero takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. 2 out, nobody on. Henderson, the righty, stands in at 5'11", 194 pounds, a native of Houston, Texas. The 1-1 pitch. Misses up and away. Fastball at 92. And the count goes to 2-1. Last time out for Henderson, one of the most dominant starts in Shuckers franchise history. 10 strikeouts on 87 pitches over 5 2/3 innings. He became just the 10th pitcher in franchise history to record multiple starts with at least 10 strikeouts in the same season. And he's only made 4 starts. 2-1 pitch. Fouled back, and the count evens at 2-2. He's a guy who has a good grip on a 3-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, and a changeup. Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz talked a lot about how that slider is still in the development phase with a fastball and changeup. Without a doubt, Henderson's two best weapons. And 2 pitches that he uses a lot to get guys out. Changeup being one of a really unique pitch for him. It moves away from the left-handed bat. We'll see if he dials one up here to Quintero. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Henderson fires. Change, swing, and a miss for strike 3. Henderson picks up his 30th double-A strikeout and retires Quintero to finish off a 1-2-3 to bottom of the first inning. We're scoreless through an inning of play. Back to Trustmark Park in a moment with Biloxi Shuckers.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com.
BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville, and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Darian Miller leads things off for Biloxi in the top of the second inning. We're scoreless, Shuckers and M Braves in the opening game of a three-game set. And a quick inning for both pitchers. Luis De Avila needed all of six pitches to retire the Shuckers in order in the top of the inning. Logan Henderson needed just seven. First pitch to the lefty, Miller, is a slider that's called strike one. De Avila, 5'11", 230 pounds, 23-year-old native of Columbia. The 0-1 pitch. Miller takes off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Miller's hitting 236 this season, a team-high 429 OBP, and he leads the team with a 756 OPS. The 1-1 pitch. Slider misses low and inside. Almost got Miller on the elbow guard. And the count goes to 2-1. Miller, fresh off being named the Brewers Minor League Player of the Month for June. That was announced yesterday by Milwaukee. The 2-1 pitch. Slider is a called strike at the knees. And the count evens 2-2. Miller had a terrific month of June. Average up above 280. An OBP that led the league above 450. And he was hit almost as many times as he drew a walk in the month. Counter, two balls and two strikes. De Avila fires. Miller fouls it back in on the hands. Slider at 79. The count evens 2-2. De Avila comes set. First base side of the rubber. Kicks and delivers. Miller checks his swing. And it's rolled a foul tip in Rivera's glove for strike three. There's a fastball right on the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. Brings up the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Pitch to the righty, Eric Brown Jr. Misses off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Brown Jr. hitting 171 this season, the 259 OBP. One out, nobody on in the top of the second. The pitch, slider, is a called strike on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Shuckers and M Braves are scoreless. De Avila delivers. Brown Jr. chops it towards third. Ogun's towards the line. Backhands it. Fires across the diamond to first. It's in time. And retires Brown Jr. Brown Jr. a speedy guy down that first base line, but a nice play by Ogun. Two out, nobody on. Scoreless game in the top of the second. And the lefty, De Avila, faces the right-handed hitting Nick Cale. First pitch. Cale takes a slider at the knees for strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Slider, swing and a miss. Fastball down low. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch. Slider, chopped weakly, right side of the infield. Sanchez, the second baseman, charges. Gloves, fires to first. And it's six up, six down for De Avila. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and we are scoreless on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Checkers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Checkers box office or online at BiloxiCheckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Checkers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Checkers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Checkers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxicheckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Checkers. Book your group outing to a Checkers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiCheckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Hey, very happy 4th of July from wherever you're tuning in. On a cloudy July 4th evening in Pearl, Mississippi. We're scoreless between the Checkers and the Braves, and the righty Logan Henderson is back to work against the righty Yolbert Sanchez. Henderson delivers. Sanchez takes a strike on the inside corner, a fastball at 90 miles an hour. It was a quick and effective first inning for Henderson. Seven pitches, three up, three down, and also tallied his 30th strikeout of the year. The 0-1 pitch misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Sanchez this year hitting 277 with a home run, 18 driven in at a 298 OBP. The 1-1 pitch, lifted out to right, Sparks back on it, under it, and he hauls it in. Barely had to move. One away, and the lefty Cody Milligan set to step in. Last time out for Henderson, the lengthiest outing of his entire season, 87 pitches. Nine off his career high of 96, but this is just his sixth true start of the year. Today, his seventh and fifth in double A. Pitch to the lefty Milligan, misses up and away. Fastball at 91. The count goes to 1-0. Henderson was injured while pitching in the breakout series game for the Brewers during spring training against the Royals' top prospects. The 1-0 pitch. Milligan swings and misses way ahead of a changeup at 78, and count evens 1-1. Henderson did not start pitching in a game situation until May 9th with the ACL Brewers, made two rehab assignments, then went up to high A for two starts. The 1-1 pitch, check swing, rolled the ball off the outside corner. Cale thought it was a strike. And the count goes to 2-1. But Henderson made two starts in high A, and that was more than enough for the Brewers to see. A sent him right to Double A. 2-1 pitch. Change up, called a strike back on the inside corner at 80 miles an hour. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Henderson takes the breath. Now fires. Popped foul ball, third base side and out of play. We'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Bases are empty for the M Braves in the bottom of the second inning. Henderson fires. Touched foul, third base side. Tails into the seats. Count stays at 2-2. Milligan digs back in. On to a seventh pitch in this plate appearance. Many pitches as Henderson threw in the first inning. The 2-2 pitch. Slice down the left field line. Hall is over, and it drops in for a base hit. He gets it on two hops. Milligan attempts to go for two. The throw and hop to a right is not in time. Milligan, a guy with a lot of speed, saw that ball die in the outfield grass. It's a wet outfield here in Mississippi. A lot of rain earlier today. And that slowed the ball down just enough that it took Hall a little bit longer to get to it than he would have liked. Milligan charges into second. A one-out double. That's just the seventh extra base hit allowed in five Double-A starts for Henderson. And it brings up the righty, Keyshawn Ogins. It's a scoreless game in the bottom of the second. Henderson delivers. Swing and a miss. I mean, change up low at 80 miles an hour. The count goes 0-1. Ogins hitting 232 this season, 16 driven in, and a 283 OPS. Henderson fires. Ogins takes a strike at the knees, a fastball that pours in at 92. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Ogins fouls it straight back. Fastball at 91. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Henderson comes in at the belt. Stares at second. Now delivers. Ogins chaps it foul at the plate. Change of it 80 miles an hour. Count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away. Alrighty, Henderson gets the sign from Keel. Now comes set with his glove at his belt on the first base side of the rubber. He picks up the left leg and delivers. Swing and a miss. Pitch out in front of home plate. Kale fires to third. The tag not in time. And Ogins escapes to first. And the ruling is that Kale got the tag on Ogins on the pitch in front of the plate. Milligan advances to third on what is a wild pitch. A smart play by Kale. He made sure he got the tag on Ogins. It was a changeup low at 79 with 14 inches of run in towards Ogins. And now two away for the lefty, Tyler Tolby. Henderson delivers. Misses off the inside corner for ball one. Tolby hitting 202 this season, 7 homers, 29 driven in, hitting 264 OBP. Milligan takes his lead off third. With the lefty up, Brown Jr. to the shortstop, shifts almost behind second. The 1-0 pitch. Tolby swings and misses way ahead of a changeup at 80 miles an hour. And the count evens 1-1. Anderson comes in. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup low at 80 miles an hour, and the count goes to 1-2. When Henderson's changeup really gets going, it's almost like he's throwing a left-handed slider. 19 inches of run away from Tolby's bat. 1-2 the count. Henderson sent at the belt. Now delivers. Misses low. Kale blocks it up. Another changeup, this time at 78. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Henderson comes in. Milligan takes his lead off third. Now the pitch. Tolvey fouls it straight back. Fastball at 93. Went to challenge him. And the count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. A scoreless game in the bottom of the second. Henderson about to throw his 20th pitch of the inning. Henderson delivers. Touched foul, third base side, and way into the seats. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Henderson stares in. Kale flashes the signs. Now the 2-2 pitch. Popped up, out to short left. Brown Jr., the shortstop, charges out, calls off everybody, and makes the running grab. That ends the inning. Four different fly ball outs tonight for Henderson, along with two strikeouts. No runs, one hit, no hit. There's one runner left on base. We go to the third, and we are scoreless. It's pitcher's duel between Luis De Avila and Logan Henderson. Alexi Sheckers.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
We go to the third, Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Biloxi Shuckers, Mississippi Braves. Thanks so much for joining us on your Thursday evening. The lefty Luis De Avila is back to work, and he faces Adam Hall, who's in from the right side. The pitch. Hall drives it towards right center. Milligan, the center fielder, over, under it, and he makes the catch. Seven up, seven down from the lefty De Avila. And the switch hitter, Xavier Warren, steps in. De Avila entered today with an ERA that, with the peripherals, was just above league average. But a record that really indicative of not a lot of run support. A 1-8 mark entering today. The pitch to Warren. It's a called strike on the inside corner. Warren, a switch hitter, And bats from the right side against the lefty Deavila. Warren hitting 207 this year, 6 homers, 33 driven in, and a 289 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Warren takes low and inside, and the count evens 1-1. Deavila enters today after just a terrific month of June. 5 starts, a 1.74 ERA, and he went 6 or more innings in 4 of the 5 starts. The 1-1 pitch. Warren tips it foul off home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield. Sebastian Rivero holds him up for a moment. And the count of 1-2. Everything seems to be okay with Dangerfield. Sounded like it hit him up on the padding. He gives a thumbs up to the M-Braves dugout. And their head athletic trainer, Jesus Aviles. 1-2 the count. Deavila delivers. Warren pops it straight up. First base side of the infield. Horn, the first baseman, charges under it, and he makes the catch. Reminder, fans, that you can join in on tonight's broadcast from wherever you are. Cookout, barbecue, the beach if you're down in Biloxi on the Gulf Coast. Tune in 601-514-0776. Let us know how you are celebrating July 4th. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Two out, nobody on. And the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks stands in. It's a scoreless game, top of the third. The pitch. He swings and slices it towards center. It's down for a base hit. Falls into the alleyway. Left fielder Quintero picks it up. Sparks continues to pummel the M-Braves pitching staff this week. He extends his hit streak to 4 straight. He's now 6 for his last 13 plate. It brings up the top of the order in the lefty Dylan O'Reilly. One on, two away. Cal Conley, the shortstop, shifts over towards second. It's a scoreless game in the top of the third. Deavila fires. O'Reilly takes strike one in the outside corner. O'Reilly is 0-for-1 tonight. Went first pitch swinging on the first plate appearance of the ballgame against Deavila and bounced out to second. Deavila delivers. O'Reilly fouls it back, and the count goes 0-2. It was a slider at 80 miles an hour from Deavila. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Sparks takes a short lead off first. Horn holds him on. Now Ogun shifts over as well from third towards second. 0-2 pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Rivero blocks it up. It trickles towards the Sheckers dugout. Deavila picks it up. Sparks with a hard turnaround second. Puts on the brakes. A wild pitch puts a runner in scoring position. The 1-2 count. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Deavila comes in. Now the pitch. O'Reilly touches it foul. Down the line and out of play. Count at 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Sparks takes a leadoff second. Ogun's now back towards the third base line. Conley, the shortstop, right about behind second. Now, time call from Sebastian Rivero behind the plate. The 1-2 pitch. O'Reilly chops it up the middle. Couple of hops to Connolly behind second. Fires to first in time, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Sheckers trained a runner in scoring position. We're scoreless through 2.5 after this on the Biloxi Sheckers Radio Network. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the third inning, Logan Henderson back to work for Biloxi. It is a scoreless game between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. Randy Henderson delivers to the lefty, Bryson Horn. First pitch is a backdoor slider at 82 for strike one. Horn's hitting 247 this year, 5 homers, 21 driven in, and a 302 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Changeup misses off the outside corner at 80 miles an hour, and the count evens 1-1. Randy Henderson gets the sign from Kale. Now delivers. Just misses off the outside corner. It's a changeup at 78, and the count goes to 2-1. Henderson worked around a one-out double in the second, stranded the runner at third thanks to a strikeout and a pop-out to short. The 2-1 pitch, sliced foul, third base side and out of play. And the count evens 2-2. Henderson comes in. Now the 2-2 pitch. Horn slices it foul above the third base side on the on-deck circle. They count 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, Horn checks his swing and fouls it off up to the second level and back down towards the seating bowl. Count of 2-2. It is a scoreless game between the Shuckers and the M-Braves, which is becoming a norm at this ballpark. One of the most pitcher-friendly ballparks, not just in the 7 League, not just in Double A, but in all of minor league baseball. The 2-2 pitch. Horn rolls it weakly to second. Ray gobbles it up, takes a step, fires to first, and retires Horn for the first out. Entering Monday's series opener between the Shuckers and the M-Braves at Keyser Federal Park in Biloxi, the two teams have played 12 games at Trustmark Park this year and had averaged a grand total of 4.5 runs per game combined. Then they combined for 12 on Monday, 9 on Tuesday, and 9 more on Wednesday. Pitch to the righty, Sebastian Rivero is driven down the left field line. Hall is after it, looks up, has plenty of room, leaps up on the warning track, and he makes the catch for the second out. That ball 330 feet down the left field line at Keyser Federal Park. That thing's gone. here at Trustmark Park. That is an easy fly out to left. Two out, nobody on in a scoreless game. Bottom of the third inning. And the righty Henderson faces the right-handed hitting Justin Dean. Henderson fires. Dean takes strike one. Fastball that pounds the zone at 91 miles an hour. Henderson comes in. Cale sets up away. Now the pitch. Slider called a strike on the outside corner at 82. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Henderson comes set. Now fires. Dean takes low. Change of at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away in a scoreless game. Henderson comes in. Now fires. Dean takes a changeup low, thought about going for maybe a millisecond, then held up. Counts even at two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Buries a changeup at 78 right on his back foot. And he gets his third strikeout of the day, and it's three shutout innings for Logan Henderson. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the fourth, scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
Carlos Rodriguez leads things off for Biloxi. We move to the top of the fourth inning. Shuckers and Braves are scoreless at Trustmark Park. Opening game of a three-game set between the two teams. Lefty Luis De Avila delivers home to Carlos Rodriguez. First pitch is a slider low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Slider called the strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Jack swing on a slider away. He does not go, and the count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez is 0-1 tonight. Grounded out to second back in the first inning. De Avila delivers. Rodriguez slices it foul. Out of play in the third base side. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Rodriguez takes off the outside corner, and the count goes full. It's the first three-ball count the Shackers have faced today against Avila. And it comes here in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch, slider, popped up, out to short left. Ogans, the third baseman, chases after it. He loses his cap in foul territory, and he makes the catch. One away, and it brings up the righty Brock Wolkin. But first, 10 seconds for station identification on the Shackers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Champic Blake alongside you. It's a scoreless game. One out, nobody on in the fourth. The lefty Deavila fires. Dots a curveball in the outside corner for strike one. It has been a pitching duel between Luis Deavila and Logan Henderson. Two guys with completely different pitching styles. They both put up a ton of zeros here early. No one pitch. Misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Deavila has allowed just one hit, one strikeout, and outside of that has not allowed a base runner. Logan Henderson has allowed just one hit, but he struck out three. 1-1 pitch. Check swing on a slider low, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Wilkins swings and rolls it to short. Connolly on a knee, grabs it back to his feet, fires to first. It's in time. And Wilkins retired for the second out. The big thing for Deavila today is that for this entire outing, just two balls have left the infield. It was Lamar Sparks' two-out single in the third and Adam Hall's fly out to center that led off the third inning. Two out. Nobody on, and the lefty Darian Miller steps in for Biloxi. The lefty Deavila delivers. Slider, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. The one pitch, slider tipped foul at the plate off Rivero and back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Deavila kicks and delivers. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Miller pops it up. Third base side foul territory. Rivero, the catcher, chases over, but it's into the seats. Right to a fan's lap in the second row. Count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Deavila fires. Miller slices it foul, third base side and into the seats. Count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Deavila comes in. Now rocks, kicks, and fires. Miller checks his swing, slider away. Dangerfield says he does not go, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away in the top of the fourth inning. Deavila delivers. Miller swings and misses. Goes fishing on a slider off the outside corner at 81. And it's four shutout innings from Deavila. No runs, no hits, no errors, Nobody left on base. We're scoreless through 3.5 in Pearl on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Ah, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Logan Henderson's been dominant through three innings, and we move to the bottom of the fourth. Logan Henderson looks to continue that dominance. Three shutout innings, one hit allowed, no walks, and three strikeouts. Faces Cal Conley up from the left side. First pitch is a changeup away, and the count goes to 1-0. Conley 0-for-1 today, popped out to short back in the first inning. The 1-0 pitch, changeup, called the strike on the outside corner at 78. And the count evens 1-1. Henderson stares in, now rocks and fires. Bunt shown, pulled back. It's a fastball at 91, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Henderson delivers. Conley fists it down the left field line. It curls towards the chalk, and it drops in for a single. Home gets it on a hop. Conley charges towards second. The throw is cut off by Brown Jr., and Conley slides in with a double. It's the second hit of the day for the M Braves. Both of their hits have been doubles. And it brings up the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero. Quintero digs in for the left side. Checkers pull the corners in on the infield. The pitch. Quintero takes a changeup in the outside corner for strike one. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike in the outside corner. Fastball at 91, and the count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, check swing. Dangerfield checks the throw. They say he does not go, and the count at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, fouled back. Change of 80 miles an hour, and the count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses low and away. Change up at 79. And the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Connolly off second in a scoreless game in the bottom of the fourth. Henderson delivers. Check swing, got him. Fastball top of the zone at 92. Quintero down on strikes for the second time today. It is the first strikeout that Henderson's recorded today on the fastball. And it brings up the righty over Sanchez. We're scoreless in the bottom of the fourth inning. Switch hitter Connolly after a double on second. The pitch is a changeup low for ball one. Sanchez 0 for 1 tonight. Lined out to right back in the second inning. Henderson comes set. O'Reilly darts over from second. Now races back. The pitch. Clubbed out to the left, down for a base hit. Ball charges over. Connolly rounds the corner at third and comes home. The throw is into second, and that snaps a very, very lengthy scoreless streak for Logan Henderson. It is his first run allowed on the road this year in Double-A, and it gives the M Braves a 1-0 lead. That snaps a scoreless streak of 13 and two-thirds innings away from Biloxi for Henderson. And it brings up the lefty Cody Milligan, a 1-0 M Braves lead. The pitch to the lefty is a called strike one in the outside corner. A slider at 82. The 0-1 pitch, fouled back, in on the hands, a fastball at 91. Count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing, fouled off, back to the screen, a fastball at 91. The count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Misses low. It's a slider at 83. The count goes to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. It's a 1-0 M Braves lead in the bottom of the fourth. Henderson delivers. Runner off to second. Pitch misses low. Cale blocks it up. There is no throw. And Yolbert Sanchez swipes second. For Sanchez, that is his first stolen base this season. It is a double-A best, 139th of the year for the M Braves. 2-2 the count on the lefty Milligan. 1-0 M Braves in the bottom of the fourth. Henderson fires. Swing and a miss. Change up low at 80 miles an hour. It's his fifth strikeout of the day. And now two away for the righty Keyshawn Ogins. Ogins is 0 for 1 today. Struck out swinging on a changeup back in the second. Two out. Runner on second. A 1-0 M Braves lead in the bottom of the fourth. Henderson fires home. Ogins takes off the it's a called strike one. Check that. Just down to the slider. Time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Tennessee.com. They're 3-3. Tennessee leads Chattanooga 3-0. The pitch. Dribble foul at the plate. The count goes 2-2. Top three, Birmingham leads Rapid City 1-0. And then the top of the third, Pensacola, leads Montgomery by a 1-0 score. It is also 1-0 here. Not a day of much offense around the Southern League. And the name of the game this season, offense down as a whole for the last few years. The 0-2 pitch. Ogans takes off the outside corner, a slider at 82. Ogan struck out swinging on a changeup back in the second. We'll see if Henderson goes back to the well with that changeup. That has been almost his primary pitch tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Misses up and in. Fastball at 91. And the count even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Anderson delivers. Ogans chops it up the middle. O'Reilly ranges over, backhands it at short, slings it to first. One hop, Warren dives, keeps it in front of him. Runner to third, comes home. It's tag, got him. Sanchez tried to come home as the ball got away from Warren, and that brings Angel Flores down from third to have a heated conversation with Denver Dangerfield. Ogans reaches on the error. Sanchez is thrown out trying to come home. 4-3-2. And that ends the frame. One run, two hits, no errors. Check that. They have now ruled it a hit for Ogans. No errors, one runner left on base. And we are through four. 1-0 M Braves on the Checkers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Top of the fifth inning, and the Checkers trail it 1-0. Lefty Luis De Avila is back to work. Delivers the righty. Eric Brown Jr. First pitch misses up with a slider, and the count goes to 1-0. One run, four hits, no errors for the M Braves. For Biloxi, no runs, one hit, and no errors. They've been held to just one run in their last 13 offensive innings. The 1-0 pitch misses up, and count goes to 2-0. It's an offense that has struggled to score runs in this ballpark, though more of a testament to how hard it is to score at Trustmark Park than anything else. The 2-0 pitch. Slider misses up, and the count goes to 3-0. Games at this ballpark in 2024, the two teams have combined for just 4.5 runs per game. Seems like every game at this ballpark is 3-2, 2-1, or 1-0. The 3-0 pitch. Brown Jr. chops it third base side, hops over the bag, and it's ruled foul. Count goes to 3-1. the M-Braves, when they do not play at Trustmark Park, are one of the better offensive teams in the Southern League. But at home, they're averaging just 2.5 runs per game, hitting just 205 as a team. Shackers here averaging 2.3 runs per game. The pitch, slider, is a called strike two on the outside corner, a slider at 80 miles an hour. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Meanwhile, out in the Shackers pen, it's Nick Merkel who is warming up. The 3-2 pitch. Brown Jr. takes low, and it's ball four. Leadoff man on, and up comes the righty Nick Cale. By the way, we'd like to say hello to Kate, who's listening in from Section 114 here at Trustmark Park. Also, a big happy 4th of July to George in Grand Ridge, Florida. And a big hello to David Blackwell and family tuning in on I-10 this afternoon. The pitch to Nick Cale is a called strike one in the outside corner. A slider at 85. We'll see if the Shackers put the wheels in motion with Brown Jr. at first. Team high 14 stolen bases this year. See if Biloxi tries to manufacture a run to tie this thing up. Check back to first. Brown Jr. two hops back to the bag. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses away. Back pick to first. Brown Jr. back in time. One ball, one strike, nobody out. The lefty De Avila comes set. Now the pitch. Brown Jr. is off pitch, misses up and away. Throw to second and plenty of time. The tag in time. The pitch missed up and away, and it almost acted like a pitch out. And Brown Jr. was dead to rights by about 5 feet. It is the 6th time he's been caught in 20 appearances this season. 20 attempts to steal second. A quick pop time from Sebastian Rivero. And he's now thrown out 5 of 13 would-be base stealers this year. The 2-1 pitch. Cale chops it foul ball third base side. And the count evens 2-2. It is a 1-0 lead for the M-Braves. One out, nobody on in the top of the 5th. Cale steps out, now digs back in. Ferry back of the right-handed box. De Avila stares, now delivers. Cale fouls it straight back and will do it again. The 2-2 pitch. Cale drives it out to right. Dean sits on it, charges in, and he makes the chest high catch for the second out. Two away, and the righty Adam Hall steps in. It is a 1-0 M-Braves lead in the top of the 5th inning. Two out, nobody on. Hall today is 0-for-1, going to center back in the 3rd inning. One of just 3 balls today hit by the Shackers that have left the infield. De Avila fires. Hall takes up and in, and it's ball one. Hall enters today with a 6-game hit streak, broken up by an injured list stint. Was reinstated from the IL yesterday. 1-0 pitch. Hall checks his swing on a slider. And Jester down the first baseline says he goes around. Count evens 1-1. Hall yesterday in his return to the lineup batted in the eighth spot and went 1-for-3, putting a hard hit single back up the middle and a walk. The 1-1 pitch. He checks his swing, pitch low and in. He does not go. Goes maybe a quarter of the way. The count of 2 balls and 1 strike. D'Avila delivers. Paul chops it towards third. Ogins gets it on his back foot. Quickly fires to first in time. And Hall is retired. 5-1 hit and shutout innings for Luis D'Avila on the hill. We're halfway through in Pearl. 1-0 M Braves on the Biloxi Shackers Radio Network. Hey, Shackers fans, it's broadcaster Javik Blake here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shackers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Cakes on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shackers box office or online at BiloxiShackers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
At the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Shackers go to the bullpen. Alrighty, Logan Henderson done for the day after he allows just 1 run in 4 innings, 4 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts, and throws 65 pitches. Nick Merkel comes in. And Tyler Tolby sprints out of the dugout. For some reason, there was a lengthy delay between innings. No pitch clock violation tank to Tolvi. And now Merkel delivers. Tolvi takes strike one at the knees. Bit of a weird situation. Home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield said something to the M Braves dugout, and all of a sudden, Tolvi sprinted out of the dugout. The 0-1 pitch. Tolvi rolls it to short. Brown Jr. gobbles it up, takes 2 steps, fires to first in time. And Tolvi's retired for the first out. Merkel is in to make his 23rd appearance of the season. He's been a multi-inning guy throughout the year. 41 innings, an ERA of 4.02, 17 walks, and 47 strikeouts. He has not appeared since Sunday against Pensacola, where he threw 49 pitches in 2 1/3 innings. The pitch is a called strike one to the left-handed hitting Bryson Horn. It's a 1-0 lead for the M Braves over the Shackers, bottom of the fifth. Merkel delivers. Horn swings and misses at a curveball low, and the count goes to 0-2. Horn grounded out to second back in the third inning. Merkel delivers. Curveball smacks foul back to the screen. The counter, no balls and 2 strikes. That was the knuckle curve from Merkel. Pitch he learned from his old NAIA teammate while attending Central Methodist University. NAIA. A little bit like the NCAA. mostly smaller mid-sized schools. 0-2 pitch is chopped foul, first base side. Count stands at no balls and two strikes. Merkel attended Central Methodist University in Fayette, Missouri, for signing with the Missoula Paddleheads, the Independent Pioneer League, and then signing with the Brewers. 0-2 pitch. He's ruled the ball off the outside corner. Fastball at 92. Kale wanted it for strike three. But its dead count goes to one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Sliced foul, out of play, third base side. Count stays at one ball and two strikes. Central Methodist on campus, just 1,185 students. The 1-2 pitch misses off the inside corner. Warren jumps out of the way, and the count evens, two balls and two strikes. It is a 1-0 M-Braves lead. That only run came on an RBI single from Yolbert Sanchez back last inning. The 2-2 pitch. Horn smacks a knuckle curve out to deep left. Hall is back on it towards the warning track, reaches up, and he makes the grab with a little leap as he went to catch it. Horn's retired for the second out. The M-Braves yesterday did their damage against the Shekkers bullpen. 8 runs last night, most versus Biloxi in any game in this season series, and all 8 were scored off the bullpen. 3 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th, and 4 more in the 9th. The righty Sebastian Rivero digs in. The pitch, knuckle curve misses away at 81, and the count goes to 1-0. Tonight, though, a different story. Shekkers trying to keep this thing at a 1-0 deficit. Merkel fires. Rivero pops it up. Third base side. Warren, the first baseman, under it. Right near first, makes the catch. And that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the 6th. It is 1-0 M-Braves on the Biloxi Shekkers.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shekkers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shekkers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Into the top of the 6th inning. Shekkers trail it 1-0 against the Mississippi Braves. Opening game of a 3-game set as the Shekkers celebrate July 4th in Pearl for the first time since 2018. Lefty Luis De Avila faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren in from the right side. First pitch misses off the inside corner. And we're off and running back at Trustmark Park. The sun has started to set. Lights starting to take effect here at Trustmark Park. De Avila delivers. Warren chaps it towards short. Temple pops to Connolly in the back of the infield. He fires to first, and it's in time. One away, and it brings up the righty Lamar Sparks.
Next up, Lamar Sparks.
Sparks single in the third inning. Right now, he has Biloxi's only hit. It's a 1-0 M Braves lead in the top of the sixth inning. One combined run on five combined hits for both sides. De Avila delivers. Sparks chops it foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks takes a slider off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch. Driven down the left field line. Quintero's over, and it drops in for a single. Two hops, and Sparks speeds around first. Throwing a second on two hops. And Sparks is 2-for-2 today. Brings out the lefty Dylan O'Reilly. Sparks is 2-for-2. Shecker's down by one. Sparks a little bit of speed over there at first. See if the Shecker's put anything in motion. One out, one on in the top of the sixth inning. O'Reilly stands at the very back of the left-handed box. De Avila fires. Swing and a miss. Fastball 88 inside corner. Check back to first. And Sparks is back in time. The 0-1 pitch. O'Reilly drives it down the left field line. Quintero chases after it towards the line, and it drops in foul. The counter, no balls and two strikes. O'Reilly got good wood on it, just a little bit late, tried to shoot the fastball the other way. O'Reilly digs back in at the very back of the left-handed box. No balls, two strikes, one away. De Avila fires. Warren takes a slider off the outside corner. And O'Reilly gets the count to 1-1 and two strikes. The infield shift over. Ogans and Connolly have now shifted towards second. Shortstop and third baseman. One ball, two strikes, one away. De Avila comes set. Sparks takes his leadoff first. Now the 1-2 pitch. O'Reilly slices it foul, top of the screen, third base side. The count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. De Avila stares in, gets the sign. Now shakes his head while staring at first and fires. Misses low, and the count evens 2-2. I don't know if I've ever seen a pitcher do that before. He got the sign, was all set to go, wasn't even looking at Rivera behind the plate. Stared at Sparks at first, and then started vigorously shaking his head as if to say, no, no, no. I don't know if it was no, no, no to the stolen base or what, but the count's 2-2. Now checks over to first while shaking his head. Sparks is back in time. I wonder if it's a subtle jab of saying, hey, you're not stealing second. I'm not going to let you. Don't even try. Sparks retakes his lead. De Avila does not shake his head. gets set, fires. Array lines it out to left. Quintero charges, and a one hops him. Array snaps an 0 for 15 skid at the plate. And now runners on first and second with one away for Carlos Rodriguez.
Next up, Carlos Rodriguez.
Massive opportunity for the Checkers here. First time they've had multiple base runners on in the same inning. And that brings out pitching coach Wes McGuire. By the way, today's game coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Plan your visit today. And visit the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Checkers at groundzerobiloxi.com or at 850 Howard Avenue in Biloxi. McGuire's back to the dugout, and in steps the left-handed hitting Rodriguez. Red and white striped arm sleeve. The pitch. Chopped right side of the infield. Two hops to Sanchez. Turns, goes to second for one. The throw to first. Not in time, and he beats it out. Sparks moves to third, and now runners in the corners with two away for Brack Wilkin. Good job by Rodriguez to hustle that one out. Checkers down 1-0, but the tying runs on third with two away in the sixth. Massive opportunity for the righty Brack Wilkin. De Avila fingers. Wilkin pokes it out to short right center. Sanchez is out. It's over his head, and it's down for a single. Sparks scores. Rodriguez hustles to third. Dean gets to it. Bloops it back in towards second. It's an RBI single from Wilkin, and we are netted at one. Didn't do anything crazy with it. Just poked it out to short right center. Drives in his 27th run of the season. And up comes the lefty, Darian Miller. Checkers have gone with the small ball route here this inning, and that's kind of what you need to do at this ballpark. Not conducive to offense whatsoever with how big this ballpark is. Now the pitch to the righty Miller. Lefty Miller takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. The Checkers have tied this thing up at one, thanks to three hits in the inning. De Avila fires. Misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Miller tonight, 0 for 2 with two strikeouts against De Avila. It's the only two strikeouts that De Avila has recorded. The 2-0 pitch. Misses away on a slider, and the count goes to 3-0. Check back to first. Horn late to get over to the bag. Wilkins back in time. Three balls, no strikes, two away. Checkers had the go-ahead run 90 feet away. The pitch. Slider misses off the outside corner, and now they're loaded up for Eric Brown Jr. Rodriguez at third, Wilkin at second, Miller at first. And the right-handed hitting Brown Jr. is out with the go-ahead run 90 feet away. The pitch. He lines it and one hop by Sanchez's dive at second and in a right center. Rodriguez scores. Wilkin rounds third and comes home. The throw's in a second, and it is a 2-RBI single for Eric Brown Jr., and Biloxi takes a 3-1 lead. 17th and 18th runs driven in this season. Miller moves to third on the play. And the Shuckers, third time through the order, are getting after De Avila. Eight of the first five have reached in the order. And now runners in the corner once again with two away for Nick Hale. The pitch to the righty Kale. He swings and drives it out to left. Quintero back on it, into the alleyway, under it, and he makes the catch. And the Shuckers set eight to the plate. They take the lead. Three runs, four hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're through five and a half, and it is 3-1 Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Joe Arald. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Trexmark Park in Pearl, Mississippi. Shuckers up by a 3-1 score over the Mississippi Braves. Opening game of a three-game set. And the righty Nick Merkel is back to work against the top of the order. And the righty Justin Dean. The pitch is a knuckle curve that slips out of his hand, flies to the screen, and the count goes to 1-0. Dean's 0-2 tonight. Popped out to Kale behind the plate in the first, struck out swinging on a changeup in the third. The pitch goes fishing on a slider off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Shuckers lead this thing 3-1 thanks to three runs in the top of the sixth inning. Merkel comes in. Now the 1-1 pitch. Slider misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Dean drives it down the right field line. Sparks gives it a chase, sprints after it, and it drops down into foul territory. Count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Ronnie Merkel stares in. The pitch. Knuckle curve misses low and away, and the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Shot foul back to the screen, and the count stays full. The pitch. Slider misses low. Check with the first base umpire. Jester does not go. And the leadoff man gets on for the Embraves.
Next up for the Braves, Cal Conley.
Cal Conley digs in from the left side. It's a 3-1 Shuckers lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Check back to first, and Dean's back in time. Conley, a switch hitter, bats from the left side against the righty Merkel. Double down the left field line in the fourth inning. Twirls that around in his hands at the plate. Merkel delivers. Bunch shown, pulled back, and it's a called strike. Fastball at 89 on the outside corner. Merkel stares in. Brown Jr., the shortstop, shifts over almost right behind second. Now the 0-1 pitch. Misses up, and the count evens, one ball and one strike. Pitch. Rolled the second. O'Reilly has it. Shovels to second for one. Brown Jr. to first in time. And it's a 4-6-3 double play presented by DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi. And now 2-0. Back double play brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and the ballpark. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Two out, nobody on, and a 3-1 Shuckers lead. Pitch to Quintero. Left-handed bat swings and misses. Fastball back on the inside corner at 91. The 0-1 pitch. Quintero tries it foul. Third base side and out of play. The count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. Merkel delivers. Knuckle curve misses low at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Quintero takes strike three, top of the zone. Fastball at 91. And that finishes the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the seventh. It is a 3-1 Shuckers lead. Alexi Shuckers, Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kivett Street in Biloxi.
Thank you.
We enter the top of the seventh inning at Trustmark Park in Pearl. David Blake alongside you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The lefty Luis De Avila done after he surrenders three runs in the sixth inning. That's where we stand. Shuckers 3, Embraves 1. And the righty Jorge Juan enters. De Avila done after he allows three runs on 5 hits in 6 innings. First pitch to the righty Adam Hall. He has a called strike 1, a fastball at 95. Juan enters for his 23rd appearance of the year. He has a 6.08 ERA in 23 and 2/3 innings. The 0-1 pitch. Hall takes up and the count evens 1-1. 35 strikeouts and 16 walks. First time the Shuckers have seen him this week. 6'9", Dominican Republic native. The pitch is a called strike in the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Hall tonight, 0-2, fly out to center and a ground out to third. The 1-2 pitch, slider misses low and away, and the count evens 2-2. Juan comes set. Now the 2-2 pitch. Hall takes low, and the count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Hall bloops it out to short center. Sanchez charges out. Milligan's in. And a 2 hops and flubs off his mitt. Hall a hard turnaround first. Milligan, quick to recover, fires it in. Hall reaches on a single, and that extends his hit streak to 7 in a row, and he's reached base in 10 straight. Brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. First time we've seen him back from the left side today. 0-2 as a righty against De Avila. Pop out to first and a ground out to short. It's a 3-1 Shuckers lead in the top of the seventh. The pitch. He swings and misses. A thunderous cut on a 94-mile-an-hour heater. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Hall takes his lead off first. Now the pitch. Misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Juan fires, misses off the outside corner, fastball at 94, and the count goes to 2-1. Check back to first, Holt dances back to the bag. Juan was signed this past offseason by the Braves organization as a minor league free agent. He was originally a part of the Oakland A's farm system. Made it up to AA last year with Midland in the Texas League. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. He was a guy that at one point was really highly touted on the prospect side of things as a top 30 prospect entering the 2022 season. The pitch. Warren tags it down the left field line. Dintero charges in on it over towards that left field line. Under it, and he makes the catch. One away, and it brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks tonight has been dominant. Shuckers have 6 hits. He is the third of them. He's 2-for-2. Came around to score back last inning. It's a 3-1 lead for Biloxi. The righty Juan checks again back to first and hauls back in time. The pitch. Sparks takes a slider off the outside corner. Rivero checks the throw back to first and fakes it. Hall's back in time. The 1-0 pitch. Driven down the right field line. Dean after it towards the corner. Dives, and it's by him. Two hops, and it trickles towards the wall. Hall races around third. Sparks is on his horse to third. The relay back in towards the infield. Cut off by Horn. And it is an RBI triple and a three-hit night for Sparks. Shackers lead it 4-1. That's Sparks' 11th RBI of the year. Dylan O'Reilly comes up at the top of the order. Shackers have scored four runs tonight on seven hits. Six of those seven hits, and all four runs have come within the last inning and a third. Infield in, one fires. Misses inside, almost gets O'Reilly on the legs. The count goes to 1-0. One delivers, misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. O'Reilly tonight is 1-for-3 with a single back in the sixth inning. The 2-0 pitch. He takes low, and the count goes to 3-0. That was a fastball at 97 from Juan. Fastest pitch we've seen from him today. 3-0, 1 away. It's a 4-1 Shuckers lead in the seventh. Juan delivers. Called strike at the top of the zone. Fastball at 96. The count goes to 3-1. Juan delivers. O'Reilly swings and misses. A big hack at a fastball at 97. And the count goes full. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Sparks is at third. The infield is in for the Embraves. The payoff pitch. O'Reilly takes up and away, and it's 4-1. Three of the first four have reached for Biloxi off of one. And now runners in the corners with one away for Carlos Rodriguez.
Now batting Carlos Rodriguez.
Catcher Sebastian Rivero dots up his catcher's gear with the first and third signs. Conley, the shortstop, shifts over. He's almost right behind second. O'Reilly, six stolen bases since joining the Shuckers 2 weeks ago. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers may try to put some wheels in motion, see if they can figure out how to get Sparks home here on the base paths. It's a 4-1 Shuckers lead in the top of the seventh. Juan delivers. Rodriguez takes inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Check back to first, and Array is back in plenty of time. The count with one away. Rodriguez tonight 0-for-3. He gets the 2-0 pitch. Fastball called a strike at the knees, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch, fouled back to the screen, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one away. We're in the top of the seventh inning. O'Reilly creeps off first, sparks a walking lead off third. The 2-2 pitch, misses off the inside corner. The count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. The pitch misses off the outside corner. It's ball four, and they are loaded up. Sparks at third, O'Ray at second, Rodriguez at first, and the last guy you want to face with the bases loaded, Brock Wilkin, is due up for Biloxi. Wes McGuire out to the mound. An extended conversation with Jorge Juan at the moment. Home plate umpire, Denver Dangerfield out to break it up, and everybody wanders back. Bases loaded, one away. The pitch. Wilkin takes a slider away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin takes up and in, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Shackers have a 4-1 lead, a chance to break this thing wide open with the bases loaded. The pitch. Wilkin takes off the outside corner, and the count runs to 3-0. And Rivero is getting up to talk with Denver Dangerfield. He is pointing out to the mound, and Jorge Juan. And this is an extended conversation. Out of the dugout comes Anel Flores to attack with Dangerfield. He pushes Rivero away and starts to have another extended conversation with Denver Dangerfield. That's the second one tonight. Flores not making eye contact with Dangerfield, looking to the left and to the right, and now walks back to the dugout. Rivero out to just calm down Juan for a moment. It is a 4-1 Shackers lead. The count, 3 balls and no strikes. Base is loaded for Biloxi. Now the pitch. Wilkin takes up. It's ball four. And Juan comes off the mound. Points to the home plate umpire. And it brings in a run. It is the third consecutive walk. Sparks scores. O'Ray to third. Rodriguez to second. And Wilkin drives in his second of the night. His 28th of the year. Juan's been given quite the leash by home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield. The pitch to Miller is a call strike one, the inside corner. Oh, and one the count. Miller 0 for 2 tonight with a walk. The pitch misses low. Oh, it's a called strike. A very delayed call from Dangerfield. And the count goes to 0-2. Miller calls time and steps out for a moment. The 0-2 pitch. Miller takes strike three at the knees. Let's fire this crowd up.
Next up,
away. Bases still loaded, and Eric Brown Jr. stands in. It is a 5-1 Shuckers lead. We're in the top of the seventh inning. The Shuckers still haven't loaded up. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch, he takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch is a called strike, top of the zone, and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch is a called strike of the knees, a fastball at 97, and the count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown Jr. calls time. Straight out of the box for a moment, now comes in. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Juan delivers. Brown Jr. takes away, and the count goes full. O'Ray at third, Rodriguez at second, Wilkin at first. We'll all be off with the pitch. The payoff pitch, runners go. Wilkin first. Brown Jr. pops it foul behind home plate, and the count stays full. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Juan kicks and delivers. Runners go. Brown Jr. takes up, and it walks in another. 4 walks in the inning. O'Ray comes home. Rodriguez to third. Wilkin to second. Brown Jr. drives in his third run of the night. And that ends things for Jorge Juan. Manager Angel Flores out, gets the ball from Juan, and Juan is tossed on his way out. Juan's night already done. He's now been ejected from the game. New pitcher comes in for Mississippi. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park in Pearl. The righty Roldy Munoz comes in. It is a 6-1 Biloxi Shuckers lead. Jorge Juan done after 2/3 of an inning. after he had the ball taken from him and was walking off the mound, thrown out by home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield. And the righty Munoz faces the righty Nick Cale. The pitch rolled to third. Ogins has it, bobbles it. It trickles behind him, and everybody moves up 90 feet. It is a 7-1 Biloxi lead on the 5. Rodriguez scores, Wilkin to third, Brown Jr. to second. And the Shuckers will bat around. Four runs in the inning off two hits, four walks, and an error. Righty Adam Hull digs in. Base is still loaded. The pitch. Dribble foul back to the screen. The count goes 2-1. The error charged to Ogins, his third of the year. Had it all sized up and then just flubbed it. Hall 1-for-3 today. The pitch. Popped up. Out towards right center. Dean and Milligan converge. Milligan back on it. Sticks up his mitt. And he makes the catch. A lengthy inning. Four runs, two hits, one error, and the Shuckers strand them loaded. It's time to stretch in Pearl, and it is all Biloxi. Seven unanswered runs and a 7-1 Biloxi lead. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience, full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
July 4th evening in Full, Mississippi. Shuckers 7 and Braves 1. And the righty Nick Merkel back to work faces the righty Yolbert Sanchez. First pitch, Sanchez takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Merkel's into his third inning. So far, he has not allowed a hit and has gone six up, six down. The Shackers have gave him seven runs. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. And the count evens 1-1. Now Cale calls time and quickly goes out to talk to Merkel. Gives us chance to 10 seconds for station ID on the Shankers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Pearl, Mississippi. 7-1 Shuckers up on the M Braves on July 4th. Just the second all-time meeting between these two teams on July 4th. First since 2018. The Shackers have put up seven unanswered runs to lead this one by six. Nick Merkel fingers. It shot foul first base side above the Shackers dugout. And the count goes to 1-2. Sanchez, the leadoff man in this seventh inning. Bats in the fourth spot in the order. 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI single back in the fourth. That was the only run scored tonight by the Embraves. The 1-2 pitch. Sanchez chops it right side of the infield. O'Ray charges, gloves it chest high, fires to first for the out. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Finals from earlier today, ACL Brewers defeat the ACL Giants 5-2. DSL Brewers 1 defeats Cubs Red 7-4. And Brewers 2 defeats Royals Fortuna by a 14-5 score. One out, nobody on. Merkel delivers. Lefty Cody Milligan lines it off. Warren's glove into a Ray's glove in short right. What a play. Warren dives forward at first. He deflects off his mitt right to Dylan O'Ray. And two away. Right place, right time for Dylan O'Ray. And now two out. Righty Keyshawn Hogan stands in. It's a 7-1 Biloxi lead. The pitch is a called strike one in the inside corner. Hogan's is 1-for-2 today. Single back in the fourth. Strike out back in the second. Merkel delivers. Slider lifted out to right. Sparks charges and it one hops him. It's a multi-hit night for Hogan's. And now, runner on with two away for the lefty, Tyler Tolby. Tolby's 0-for-2 tonight. Popped out to short in the second. Grabbed it out to short in the sixth. The pitch to the lefty is a called strike one at the knees. By the way, to round out the scoreboard, everything else in action on the full season affiliates. Bottom eight, Carolina leads down East 6-4. Top five, Nashville trails Memphis 3-2. In the sixth, Wisconsin leads Beloit 9-0. The pitch is a slider that misses off the inside. And the count evens 1-1. At the big league level, bottom of the fourth inning, Colorado leads Milwaukee 3-2. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball misses off the outside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, a late start on a knuckle curve, top of the zone at 82. The count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Rolled to third. Wilkin has it go over his glove and into left. He went to backhand it and misjudged it. It is a base hit for Tovey, and now runners on first and second with two away for Bryson Horn. Wilkin went to range over. The ball just hopped over his mitt. Up steps the lefty Bryson Horn. It is a 7-1 Biloxi lead in the bottom of the seventh. Merkel delivers. Chopped towards the Shuckers dugout. Everybody scatters off the top rail. And the count goes 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Horn takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Horn takes a strike at the knees, and the count goes to 1-2. Craig Yoho warming up in the Shuckers bullpen. Two out, two on, bottom of the seventh. Merkel delivers. Horn takes low. Kale blocks it up, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Slider lifted out to short right. Sparks charges and it drops in for a base hit. Hogan's rounds third and comes home. The third, a third on two hops is not in time. Tovey to third. Hogan's home. RBI single from Horn. And it's 7-2. It's Horn's 22nd RBI of the year. And it brings up the righty Sebastian Rivero. And the Shuckers go to the bullpen. Acting manager Fidel Pena is out. Craig Yoho set to come in. Two out, two on, bottom of the seventh. It is a 7-2 Biloxi lead on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Shuckers go to the bullpen, and out comes the righty Craig Yoho. Nick Merkel done after 2 2/3 innings. Tovey at third, Horn at first. Yoho out to protect a 7-2 lead. First pitch to Rivero. is a slider, and that's a called strike one to the righty. Yoho makes his 10th double-A appearance, 12 innings with a 2.25 ERA, 4 walks, and 24 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch, slider misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Yoho, last made an appearance on Monday in the series opener back in Biloxi, earned his first career save in double-A. They scoreless ninth inning. The 1-1 pitch, popped up, first base side and out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. The Yoho delivers. Slider, check swing, got him. He goes about three quarters of the way. And Yoho comes in, retires Rivera, and ends the inning. In the frame, one run, three hits, no errors, two runners left on base. We go to the eighth. It is 7-2 Biloxi on the Shepherds Radio Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
To the top of the eighth inning at Trustmark Park in Pearl. Jim McBlake back alongside you. Appreciate you spending your July 4th with us. Shuckers lead the Embraves by a 7-2 score. And the righty Roldy Munoz is back to work. Faces the switch hitter Xavier Warren, who stands in at the very back of the left-handed batter's box. First pitch. He swings and rolls it to first. Couple of hops to Horn, who charges over and taps the bag for the first out. Munoz entered for Jorge Juan and was lifted with the bases loaded and two away in the seventh. It was a lengthy line for Juan. Gives up four runs, three of them earned, four walks, one strikeout, two hits, two-thirds of an inning, and throws 39 pitches. The Ronnie Lamar spark stands in. He's 3-for-3 tonight. The pitch misses away. It flies to the screen. The count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and chops it towards third. Ogans backhands it back of the infield. Fires high to first. Not in time. Sparks beats it out by a half step, and he's 4-for-4 tonight. Comes the lefty Dylan O'Ray. Sparks tonight 4-for-4. One shy of his career high of five hits in a game, but it's his first four-hit game of this season. The pitch to the lefty O'Ray comes home. Misses is low. The count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. O'Reilly tonight is 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Shekkers have a man on with one away in the top of the eighth. It is a 7-2 Shekkers lead. 3 in the sixth, 4 in the seventh. The 2-0 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. The 3-0 pitch misses up and away, and it is a 4-pitch walk. That is the fifth walk drawn by Biloxi against this Braves bullpen, and it brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez.
Next up, Carlos Rodriguez.
Munoz fires. Rodriguez fouls it back, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Munoz comes in. Now the 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Fouled off. Fumbled for a moment by Rivero. Count of no balls and two strikes. Bit of a weird play. And hit in the batter's box, and then Rivero fumbled around with it. Ball was just foul. Count of no balls and two strikes. Munoz delivers. Rodriguez rolls it up the middle by Sanchez's mitt and into center. Sparks touches third and comes home. O'Ray goes to third. It's an RBI single, and the Shekkers lead it 8-2. For Rodriguez, he's now tallied a hit in 14 of his last 15 games. Shekkers have tied their season high in a game against the Braves with 8 runs. And up comes the righty Brock Wilken. Wilken tonight is 1-for-3 with 2 runs driven in. Munoz delivers. Wilken takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Biloxi has now scored 5 runs off this Braves bullpen, and they have scored all 8 runs since the beginning of the 6th inning. The 1-0 pitch. Wilken swings and misses. A big cut on a fastball low at 98. And the count evens 1-1. Munoz fires. Wilken chops it third base side. Fair, and it's by Ogens' mitt down the line, and it rattles around in the left field corner. O'Reilly scores. Rodriguez rounds third and comes home. The throw just now gets back to the infield. It is a 2-RBI double from Brock Wilken, and it is a 10-2 Shekkers lead. The Shekkers returning the favor after what the Braves did last night against Biloxi. Front of an almost capacity crowd at Keesler Federal Park. Shekkers have scored 10 runs in the last 3 innings, and they lead it 10-2. For Wilken, that is a 4-RBI night, up to 30 on the season. And the lefty Darian Miller comes up, but first pitch clock violation tank to Munoz. And the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers. 10 runs on 10 hits. Munoz fires. Lefty Miller takes strike one on the outside corner. Count evens, one ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch. Chopped to short. Conley gets it on two hops. Quickly fires to first. It's in time. Wilkin moves to third. Miller bounces out to short. Now two away for the righty, Eric Brown Jr.
Next up, Eric Brown Jr.
Wilkin, a 4-RBI night. Brown Jr. at the plate, a 3-RBI night. And a chance to tally a 4-RBI night from himself with a base hit here. Biloxi is all over Mississippi right now. A 10-2 lead in the eighth. The pitch. Chopped towards third. Ogans ranges to his left, grabs it, spins, fires to first in time, and that ends the inning. But Biloxi sends seven to the plate. Three runs, three hits, no errors, one runner left on base, and it's all Biloxi. A 10-2 Shuckers lead through 7.5 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
David G's favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on. Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom eight in Pearl, and it's all Biloxi. A 10-2 Shuckers lead. And the righty Craig Yoho back to work for Biloxi. Faces the righty Justin Dean in the leadoff spot. Biloxi has scored 10 of this game's last 11 runs. Yoho fires, and it's called strike one, a sinker down low at 92. Biloxi tonight, 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors. For the M-Braves, two runs on seven hits and one error. Yoho fires. Changeup called a strike on the outside corner. The count quickly goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Slider misses away. The count goes to 1-2. Yoho fires, swing and a miss, slider off the outside corner at 77. And now one away for the switch hitter, Cal Conley. Time for a check of the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Around the Southern League, one game right now, currently in a delay. The pitch to Conley. Hits it on two hops under O'Reilly's mid at second and in a right. It's an E-4 on O'Reilly's first error at the double-A level. Biloxi's first error of the night. And up comes the switch hitter, Geraldo Quintero. Pensacola leads Montgomery 5-2. They're in a delay, bottom seven in Montgomery. Elsewhere, top eight, Birmingham leads Rocket City 3-2. And in the top of the ninth, Tennessee leads Chattanooga by a 6-2 score. The pitch misses low and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Fireworks going off in the background. It's almost like the scene straight out of Sandlot. The 1-0 pitch. Changeup called a strike at the knees, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch, check swing on a slider low. Gale checks around. Third base umpire says he does not go. Yoho comes in. Now the 2-1 pitch. Sinker misses away off the outside corner at 91. And the count evens 2-2. It is a 10-2 Biloxi Shockers lead. Yoho delivers. Quintero takes a strike on the outside corner. Sinker at 92. And the count goes to 3-2. Quintero tonight 0-3 with 3 strikeouts. The pitch. Changeup. Hammering out to right center. Rodriguez races after it with Sparks Rodriguez under it. And he makes the catch for the second out. Two away, and it brings up the righty Yolbert Sanchez. 3-2. And it was a low changeup that gets him to fly out to right center. Two away now. Conley's at first. Randy Olbert Sanchez steps in. It is a 10-2 Shockers lead. The pitch, swing and a miss, and a slow changeup at 79. The count goes to 0-1. The 0-1 pitch is ruled a ball, a slider that barely misses off the inside corner, and the count evens 1-1. The righty Yoho comes in. Now the pitch. Slider, swing, and a miss. He goes fishing off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. 1-2, 2 away. Yoho delivers. Swing and a miss. Changeup down low at 79. He strikes out 2 in the inning. We go to the ninth. No runs, no hits, 1 error. 1 runner left on base. It is a 10-2 Shockers lead through 8. We're back after this on the Shockers.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park in Pearl. Jay McBlake back alongside you. It's all Biloxi tonight. They lead it 10-2. Righty Roldy Munoz out of the game after he allows three runs on three hits in an inning and a third. And the right-handed throwing Jonathan Hughes is set to come into the ballgame for Mississippi. The righty Nick Cale stands in. He moved to the top of the ninth inning. Hughes this season makes his 20th appearance of the year. 26 in the third innings with a 5.14 ERA. He's walked 15 and struck out 21. The pitch. Cale swings and hits it on one hop to short. Connolly gets it at a knee. Fires to first in time. Cale's retired for the out. One away. And the righty Adam Hall digs in. One for four today with a single back in the seventh. Checkers have 10 hits today. Nine of the 10 came after the start of the sixth inning, as did all 10 runs for Biloxi. The righty Hughes delivers. The righty Hall takes a slider off the outside corner for ball one. The winner delivery. Misses low and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Somebody across the street from the ballpark is putting on one big fireworks show. Checkers and M-Braves are playing through it. It's like seeing in the sandlot. The 2-0 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Pitch. Misses low, and it is a four-pitch walk. The Shuckers draw their eighth walk of the night. And it puts a man on for Xavier Warren, switch hitter, who digs in from the left side against the righty Hughes.
Next up, Warren.
Paul takes his lead off first. Hughes delivers. It's a called strike on the inside corner, a fastball at 92. Warren is 0 for 4 today. Fly out, pop out, two ground outs. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and tags it towards left center. Milligan over, and it drops in for a base hit. One hops him at the warning track. Hall jogs to third. Warren to second. Slides in ahead of the throw. And the Shuckers tally their 11th hit of the day. Now runners on second and third with one away for the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks has a chance to tie Shuckers franchise history. He's 4 for 4 tonight. Franchise single game record is 5 hits. The pitch. He takes a slider for strike one. First Sparks tonight, three singles and an RBI triple. Now time is called. Rivero gives Hughes a moment. Massive firework explodes beyond the right field wall. Hughes fires. Slider, swing and a miss. The count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Slider misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. Hughes comes set. Now the 1-2 pitch misses off the outside corner with a slider, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Sparks fouls it off. Rivero's mask and back to the screen. Count stays at 2-2. The pitch misses up. And the count of 3-2. Three balls, 2-1, one away. And somebody's been thrown out of the dugout. That is pitching coach Wes McGuire, who has been tossed out by Dangerfield. McGuire doesn't even leave the dugout. That's the second ejection tonight. Jorge Juan was thrown out in the seventh. Hughes fires. Sparks drives it in a right down for a base hit. Hall scores. Warren stops at third. Sparks ties the franchise record with a 5-hit night, and the Shuckers lead it 11-2. Sparks not only ties the franchise record, but also ties his career high for hits in a game. A 5-for-5 night. It's the second time this season a Shuckers player has tallied 5 hits in a game. Carlos Rodriguez did it back in early May when the Shuckers were playing against the Tennessee Smokies. Pitch to the lefty, O'Ray misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. Warren's at third, Sparks is at first. The 1-0 pitch, O'Ray takes a strike. Top of the zone, and the count evens 1-1. A massive firework goes off beyond right. The 1-1 pitch. O'Reilly takes low. Slider at 90 miles an hour, and the count goes to 2-1. O'Reilly is up for the 6th time tonight. He is 1-for-3 with a single and 2 walks. The pitch. Called a strike top of the zone, and the count evens 2-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Check that. 2-2. The pitch. O'Ray slices it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count stays at 2-2. Hughes shakes off a couple sides. Now gets the one he likes. The 2-2 pitch. O'Reilly chops it right side of the infield. Backhanded by Horn. Fires to second for one. Throw to first is not in time. It is an RBI fielder's choice, and it is a 12-2 Shuckers advantage. For O'Reilly, it's his third RBI of the year. And now 2 outs for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. The pitch. Rodriguez swings and tips foul at the plate. Count goes to 0-1. Rodriguez tonight is 1-for-4 with an RBI single. The pitch, now foul at the plate. The count goes down with 2. The pitch misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-ball-2-strikes. A slider at 89. The 1-2 pitch. Rodriguez checks his swing on a slider low and inside. He does not go. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Now the pitch. Rodriguez rolls it to short. Conley has it, takes a step, fires to first, and that ends the top of the ninth. The Shekers have scored 12 runs since the end of the fifth inning. And they're up big in the inning. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, 1 runner left on base. 12-2 Shekers after 8.5 on the Shekers Radio Network.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Craig Yoho is done after an inning and a third of scoreless work out of the bullpen, and the Shuckers turn to Justin Yeager to try and close out what has been a dominant night at the yard. It is a 12-2 Shuckers lead. The righty Yeager faces the lefty Cody Milligan. 12 runs, 12 hits, and an error tonight for the Shuckers. 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error tonight for the Embraves. The pitch. Blooped out to left. Hall charges on the run, slides, and he makes the catch. Everything tonight has gone right for Biloxi. Defense, offense, pitching. It has been a dominant night at the yard, and now one away.
Next up, Keyshawn Ogden.
Keyshawn Ogden digs in from the right side. 1 out, no one on. The pitch popped up behind home plate and out of play. The count goes to 0-1. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Yeager comes in. Now the 0-1 pitch. Ogden swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 86. And the count goes to 0-2. Ogins is 2-for-3 tonight. Singled in the seventh and also singled in the fourth. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled back and we'll do it again. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Chases a slider in the dirt. Tail blacks it up. And Ogins is retired. And Braves down to their final out. And it's the lefty Tyler Tolby who digs in. Two out, nobody on it. It's a 12-2 Shockers lead in the bottom of the ninth. Eager fires. Tolby rips it to right. Sparks in on it. And he finally makes the catch to end this. On the back of a single-game franchise record-tying five-hit performance from Sparks, the Shockers win it big. 12-2 over the M Braves in the series opener. Twelve runs, 12 hits, one error for Biloxi, two runs, seven hits, and an error for Mississippi. Winning pitcher tonight for Biloxi is Nick Merkel. Luis De Avila gets tagged with the loss as the Shockers have won 3 of 4 in 6 consecutive games against the Embrace. Shockers at 36-41 on the season, 6-4 in the second half. While the Embraves fall to 36-42 on the year, 5-5 in the second half. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shockers postgame show presented by the Ground Zero Blues Club. Back after this.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Hey y'all, this is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shockers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shocker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shockers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shockers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShockers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shockers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shockers box office or online at BiloxiShockers.com.
Hey Shockers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice of your Biloxi Shockers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shockers players. Schedule next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network and WGCM.
Shockers set a brand new season high with 12 runs and a dominant win over the Mississippi Braves. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Trustmark Park. 12 runs, 12 hits, one error for Biloxi, two runs, seven hits, and an error for Mississippi. Winning pitcher tonight is Nick Merkel. He improves to 4-4 on the year, while the losing pitcher tonight is Luis De Avila. He falls to 1-9. M Braves got the first run of the game in the fourth inning on an RBI single from Yolbert Sanchez that made it 1-0. fans are booing people who are sitting on the berm. That is the reason why the fireworks show has not started yet for the M-Braves. I don't know if those people are realizing they have to move just yet. 1-0 M-Braves after four. That was the only run allowed by Logan Henderson, who continues to dominate in his fifth double-A start. Strikes out five, no walks, and gives up a run on just four hits. Shuckers in the sixth inning took the lead. They tied it up in an RBI single from Brock Wilken, and then a two RBI single from Eric Brown Jr. made it a 3-1 Shuckers lead. And in the seventh, now the people are moving, and you can hear it from the crowd here at Trustmark Park. In the seventh, the Shuckers extended the lead further with an RBI triple from Lamar Sparks, and then bases loaded walk to Brock Wilken, bases loaded walk to Eric Brown Jr., and an error on a ground ball in play from Nick Kale helped stretch the lead to 7-1. M-Braves struck back with a run in the bottom of the inning on an RBI single from Bryson Horn, but the Shuckers weren't done yet. Three runs in the eighth thanks to an RBI single from Carlos Rodriguez and a two RBI double from Brock Wilken in the ninth. They would score two more on an RBI single from Lamar Sparks, where he ties the franchise record with his fifth hit of the night, and then an RBI fielder's choice from Dylan O'Ray. 12-2 the final. Shuckers win it. Big Nick Merkel the win. The loss goes to Luis de Avila in a game that takes 2 hours and 49 minutes in front of 4,195 here at Trustmark Park. We'll take a break. Come back with the Owop Parks and Resort scoreboard update next, right here on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show as we roll on with the fireworks going on in the background here at Trustmark Park. Javik Blake alongside you, the Shuckers, a dominant win, 12-2 over the Mississippi Braves. 12 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Biloxi. For the M-Braves, 2 runs on 7 hits with 1 error. Shuckers with the win improved to 36-41 on the year, 6-4 in the second half, while the M-Braves fall to 36-42 on the season, 5-5 in the second half. Time to take a look at scores around the league. It's brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Three games have gone final, including this one here in Pearl. Final from earlier today, Rocket City defeats Birmingham by a 4-3 final. Trash Pandas, 2 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning to walk it off. Elsewhere, Tennessee defeats Chattanooga by a 6-2 final. And in the bottom of the seventh, Pensacola leads Montgomery by a 5-2 score. Elsewhere around the Brewers organization, one game still in action on the minor league side. It's an 8-3 lead for the Memphis Redbirds over the Nashville Sounds. They are at the seventh inning stretch at First Horizon Park in Nashville, Tennessee. At the big league level, the Brewers currently in action at the moment against the Colorado Rockies, and it is 4-3 Colorado in the bottom of the seventh. Elsewhere around the system, Dominican Republic, those games wrapped up earlier today. Brewers 1 defeats Cubs Red by a 7-4 final. Brewers 2 defeats Royals Fortuna by a 14-5 score. Elsewhere, ACL Brewers defeat the ACL Giants by a 5-2 score. And in single A, the Carolina Mudcats defeat the Downeys Wood Ducks by a 6-4 final. And Wisconsin defeats Beloit by a 9-0 score. Shuckers hit a brand new season high with 12 runs in a 12-2 victory over the Mississippi Braves. Nick Merkel, the win improves to 4-4. Luis Deavila, the loss falls to 1-9. Shuckers tomorrow will face the knuckleballer in David Fletcher, 0-2 with a 6.31 ERA. The Shuckers are set to send Shane Smith to the hill. He's 4-2 with a 3.06 earned run average. First pitch tomorrow at 6:35. We'll join you with pregame at 6:15 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in game 2 of 3 from Trustmark Park in Pearl, the final trip the Shuckers will make to Trustmark Park in franchise history as the Braves set to move to Columbus, Georgia for the 2025 season. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 49 minutes in front of 4,195 here at Trustmark Park. For all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 6:15, pregame, 6:35, first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio.